gentlemen. It's the Sydney radio show that stood the test of time. Now,
oh, you ripper. Absolutely brilliant.
Into its third decade, rocking Saturday mornings on Triple M.
Here comes the ready you now.
Listen to the crowd roar.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
So welcome back.
Gus Warland, Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor.
Yeah, welcome back to the second hour of the Dead Set Legends. Wendell, Jude and Gus. In the second hour, we've got Shani Layton, absolute guru netball player now in the AFLW for Collingwood. We're going to be talking to her about her life and also her new book that has just come out. Opportunity for you guys to win $200 cash in the all-rounder sports quiz up against me. We've got Flog or Not. We've got the number 4321 in Dell's top eight, as well as Jude's and my top eight. Opportunities to win some good prizes as well. But let's talk now just for a moment around the T20 over there in New Zealand. Aaron Finch, backed massively by Justin Langer, had a terrible season in the Big Bash. The Renegades couldn't score a run. 2-0 down in the series. Everyone's calling for his scalp.
Yep.
Langer goes, no. Finch is my man.
Captain.
He's our captain. He's led us to success in the past, and that has been vindicated in the last couple of matches. Couple of big scores that got us back to 2-2. Now he's back in the good books again. Boys, when you were playing, did you have a coach that went, you know what, I'm going to back you guys, even though your form might be a little bit down, because I know you're the guy in the end?
Yeah, I certainly plateaued around that 2007, 2008 sort of period. We'd been through a couple of grand finals, and no, I had guys like John Longmire really sort of backed me in. I'd probably lost confidence in myself, and that's what happens in an athlete's career. You sort of, it's a real roller coaster at different stages. You fall out of form, but having him sort of back you in, and then I had some of my best years as a 29, 30 year old player, because suddenly you got the confidence and someone backing you. And that's why I was so pleased to see Aaron Finch get some runs, and because it's vindication of his coaches, putting the confidence in him.
What about you, Joe?
Yeah, look, I think Wayne Bennett, you know, he got the best out of me. You know, we sort of had a thing where, if I'd been working hard and things weren't happening for me, you know, he'd sort of have a word to me. He goes, mate, you've been doing all this, and, mate, we need you to carry the ball to do this for us, because, you know, this is what you do best, and at the moment it's just not working for you, but stick to the process. And then you still second-guess yourself, and I go, okay. And then it did a turn, but it was on the back of him just eyeballing me, saying, mate, this is what you bring to the team, this is what you do for the boys. And then that way, I'd do what I have to do. And one thing about Wayne Bennett and I, we'd have a rule that I never played two bad games in a row. And if I'd done a lot of promos through the week and a few ads and all that sort of stuff, Wayne
Media Street,
yeah,
walking
no,
down there.
No, Wayne had sort of embarrassed me a little bit in front of the boys. Like I'd play the game on the Friday night or something, and it wasn't at my best. I was like about a 4 out of 10. And he goes, well, boys, well, hopefully we'll have Dell here next week, mate. You know, obviously he had a big schedule doing his promos and that this week, but hopefully he can put the team first next week. It was his way of saying, mate, you know, you're not...
How did that make you feel?
Oh, mate, it made me feel shit, because it was about me. It was about, you know, seeing what the big man could do to promote himself, and obviously sponsors here. And so I was putting all my energy into all the off-field stuff and that, and, like, you know, obviously getting paid to do these promos and my manager.
Did it stop you do those promos, or did you just
just made me reassess what was more important. I wasn't working as hard on the field, you know. I wasn't staying behind working on the cross kicks with Lockie and, you know, Lottie and that sort of stuff. And I realised that, okay, you know, it's okay. Usually I do extras and stuff, but when I wasn't concentrating, I'd just go, you know what, I'm out of here today, bang.
But it's great to see from Wayne Bennett there, like, just really being really clear on your role and what you bring to the team. And good coaches do that. They let you play to your strengths and also just back you in. So, no, it's great to see.
Yeah, and great insight from you two boys as well. And congratulations to Aaron Finch. Tomorrow it is game 5 on Foxtel on the Fox Cricket Channel. Should be an absolute cracker, day 5.
We were talking about cricket, and I just have to give my team, Clovelly, Crocs.
I don't think we do, mate.
No. Can you listen to this, please? Mate, I got a call earlier in the week. One of the boys just said, mate, they've gone from first to fifth. It's a big game for them today. If they win today, they're in the finals. If not, they're out. So the Clovelly boys, good luck today. The club's been struggling at the moment. I know I haven't been there this off-season.
The coach hasn't backed you in here.
No. But good luck to the Clovelly Crocodiles and Clovelly boys, and I'm sure you can get the job done. So well done.
No one cares about that last 30 seconds.
Yeah, but mate,
no one cares about your club or Clovelly or whoever. Let's just go to a break.
It's about the little people.
Another Sydney Saturday morning. Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends. It's time. 5 days till Triple M rocks footy.
Yeah, we cannot wait. 5 days. It's going to go so quickly. Oh. Cannot wait. Obviously, you're going down to Melbourne, Dell. We'll be calling that game live back in back in the stadium doing it like you want to do it rather than doing it in the studio. In front of crowds and stuff as well. We had it 8, 7, 6, 5, where they're going to finish in the top eight.
Controversially, you had Panthers sitting fifth.
Exactly.
That's
right.
That's not real controversial, really.
Oh, I think it is. They were absolute standout minor premiers last year, and you've got them dropped out of the four. Mm-hmm. I think that's very controversial. Okay. So who is your number four?
Roosters.
Okay.
For reasons.
Why?
I mean, they've got some great young talent coming through, but also they've got some old hard heads still there. Jared Weir Hargrave's still there. Takiaho is thereabouts.
How many games does Suwali play?
Oh, yeah, mate. I reckon he'll play at least half the games.
Fantastic.
Okay.
I think. But I just, the Roosters are like, you know, they've got the Morris boys there still. I don't know. Trent Robinson is your coach. I mean, they're going to be thereabouts.
Okie dokie. So you've got the Broncos in eighth. You've got the Titans in seventh. You've got Parramatta. Then you've got Penrith. Mm-hmm. And then you've got the Roosters. So who's coming third?
I got the Storm.
Okay.
Changing the guard, obviously, no Cameron Smith there. We know that. So Harry Grant, you know, he'll miss for the first couple of weeks of the season. Brandon Smith will start at number nine there. Look, mate, the Storm could easily go back-to-back, but there's a couple of teams in front of them. Craig Bellamy, they're such a good culture. You know, they know how to win home and away. So the Storm thereabouts.
You could pretty much just lock them in as a top four team.
That's just amazing.
And with Cameron Smith even going, that's going to be the
I think what they're going to, the leadership of that, I know Dale Finucane now and Jesse Bromwich.
They've got 12 leaders.
Yeah, that's
right. They've got more leaders than they've got non-leaders.
Yeah.
What about second?
I've got the Raiders. There's something about the Raiders that, you know, last couple of years I sort of tipped them when they were in final, and last year I reckon it took a toll on a little bit, like that they didn't play those too many games at GIO Stadium. GIO Stadium's so big for them personally to play there, and obviously their fans, you know, the Viking clap and all that. The Raiders are a team that they can play with structure and play outside structure. Papali leads from the front.
The Pommies guy, okay?
The Pommies good, yeah. Mm. Whitehead and that, but you know, guys like Hudson Young too coming through. Those guys too.
Well, so. Hudson should be back at number nine.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they did a good job without him last year. Havili did a good job and stuff, but one of the other young hookers last year got himself in trouble. I just think the Raiders are thereabouts too, and Ricky's done a really good job there.
So you obviously have the Rabbitohs as number one. They're going to win the minor premiership.
Yes, I think they're going to win the minor premiership, and they're going to win the premiership. Wayne looks so relaxed. Mate, I was talking to Benji the other day. You were talking to Benji too.
Yeah, Benji at the golf day. He's just like,
throw him under the bus, eh?
No, I'm not going to throw him under the bus.
What did he say?
He said that they're going well.
He's feeling good, but like, they seem to be a happy team, but I'm telling you, that can turn really quickly. In this competition, you know, a few rule changes and stuff, you never know, but at the moment, I think they set the standard moment. Luttrell at the back. Luttrell looks like he's just matured now. Luttrell looks like the last couple of years he was ready just to go along and be a part of a squad. Now, to me, it looks like Luttrell's ready to be a leader at a club.
At that Charity Shield, that was incredible how he played in that 10 or 15 minutes. Hudson Young was what you were thinking about
it was the young hooker.
Someone will ring us and tell us. Yeah. Give us your grand finalists and give us your wooden spoon.
Yep. It's South and the Raiders.
Okay,
will be my grand final, and I don't like doing wooden spoons.
We don't really care what you think
because the big
you're paid to give
the red
opinion.
V's in there.
No,
the
but I think it's between the Dogs and the Dragons, and I'm going to say the Dogs.
Okay, the Dogs only because you're a in inverted commas legend of the Dragons.
No, but I'm a Dragons man. I don't want the Dragons to get the.
Well, you're a Bronco man.
I am a Broncos legend.
Yeah,
but I don't want.
So
the
you're
Dragons.
A Broncos legend, Dragons man.
Yeah. I don't want the Dragons to get the wooden spoon.
No, okay.
But they're a chance.
No worries. Coming up next, Shani Layton, the netball legend and the AFLW legend. She's talking to us about all things in her life and her new book. Coming up next on The Dead Set Legend.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper!
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
This is the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Warland, one of my absolute favourites, boys. We're about to talk to this lady.
Our next guest is just like the Queen. She owns that much silverware.
And listen to that crowd.
She's not only won two premierships, she's a two-time world champion, gold medalist at the Commonwealth Games, and she's captain of the Australian team, playing 46 games for the Diamonds before she even turned 30.
And triple crown!
She makes the members of the Dead Set Legends team look like amateurs. Not done with dominating the netball court, she jumped to AFL, winning a premiership in the women's AFL with Collingwood. Oh, for God's sake, please welcome overachiever and dead set legend, Shani Layton.
Shani Layton, how are you, Doug?
My God, I'm so good. Look, can I just carry that intro around with me everywhere?
Yeah, we'll clip
just
it
like
up for
if you. If I walk into any room, that'd just be awesome.
Exactly. As soon as the doors open, that'll be played. Firstly, how are you and how much have you been enjoying the AFLW?
Yeah, look, I'm great, guys. I've been a busy gal. How good is non-lockdown down in Victoria? But, yeah, freaking awesome. AFLW, it's been amazing. We were a bit underestimated coming into this season, and we're currently 5-0, which is awesome. But, you know, the competition's much tighter than it has been in previous years, so we've still got 4 games to go before finals. And, yeah, I'm loving it. A lot different to netball, but, yeah, it's bloody unreal, boys.
Shani, it's Jude Bolt. I mean, just the way that the girls have been put, you know, forward on the footy field has just been fantastic. But yourself, you know, you've been able to show your side and your character through a lot of the TV as well. How much have you enjoyed things like the bounce?
Yeah, look, the bounce is awesome. And I was a little bit worried coming back to Melbourne because obviously I did a bit of media with you boys in Sydney and, you know, Victoria and AFL, it's a bit more serious than the old NRL up there. And I just didn't know if I was going to fit in on any TV shows. And when Fox said, oh, Shans, do you want to have a go on bounce? I'd never even heard of it before. And then when I got on there with Jason Dunstall and the crew, and I was like, oh my God, we just take the piss out of each other. This is the best show ever. You know, for me, I'm never going to be a great TV presenter. I am who I am and I don't know how to be anything else. So the fact that I found a show that suits my personality is awesome.
Hey, what made you want to switch? You know, you did a lot of great things in netball and obviously you're winning everything and anything, and I know how that feels.
Oh,
and
Sorry.
No, I forgot that I had someone that's ego was bigger than mine. But do you know what? So, you know, I've spoken about it openly, but, you know, I suffered from severe depression in 2017, and it just made me reflect on everything that I'd done in netball. And, you know, I was such a perfectionist. I pushed myself so hard for so long. And when I took a bit of time off, I thought, far out, like what I did in netball was actually awesome. And after I realized that, I actually lost any drive to continue to pursue that. And, you know, I went back to netball for a year in 2018 just to, you know, really see if I wanted to keep playing or not. But, you know, I lost the passion, I lost the drive, and I just wasn't finding it fun anymore. And then being at Collingwood, the footy girls were there, and I always had a real laugh with them. They're real characters and very similar to my personality type. And I just walked up to the coach and said, look, I'm retiring from netball. Can I just give this a crack? I don't really care if I'm good or not. I feel like AFLW is such an amazing movement for women, not just in sport, but just in life in general. And, you know, the fact that I'll be able to, you know, tell my kids or family that I was a part of that is really cool.
The thing about when you walked away from netball, because you and I were seeing a bit of each other then, Shani, with my daughters in netball and so forth, you were the number one player on the planet. You were the fans' favourite at the World Cup. Remember I told you that when we saw each other in Homebush, and you were like, what do you mean I'm the... You were the number one player on the planet, and you just didn't really realise, because you were just loving being, you know, a diamond. So when you wrote the book, No Apologies, it says it's a candid, inspiring, hilarious account. That's all the PR from the book company. But people who know you, this is basically you just blurting out how you feel, and it's fair dinkum, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And for me, I've always been a journaler. I think that that's really important in regards to, you know, self-reflection and self-growth. So by the time I went to write the book, I'd already had 35,000 words worth of journals to put into it. And you're right, Dusty. Like, you know, I love being connected with the community, and I love doing everything, you know, obviously up there in Sydney and now down here in Melbourne. But I really love learning from past experiences. And so my book is literally just word vomit about, you know, why I thought, you know, why I wanted to be an elite athlete, why I thought it was going to be so great. And, you know, as, you know, if all of you would know, except Gussie, that...
I'm glad you mentioned that, Shani. Drive by.
But, you know, as you would know, You know, you don't change as a person. Yes, you grow, but you're going to grow in life anyway. But it's not all as shiny and pretty as what it makes out to be. So that was what I really wanted to get across. And, you know, the most important thing is life is community and family and values, and make those are the things that make you happy, not achieving things.
Anyone who gets to know you, you can just see the passion climbing through your ears right now through your radio. And we're lucky enough to have known you, and you're an absolute legend. Thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck with the book. No apologies. If you want to get it, guys, go to all good bookstores and make sure you look after Shani. Thanks a lot, mate.
Beautiful. Thanks, team.
Thank you so much, Shani. Coming up next, it is the all-rounder sports quiz. 200 cash to give away. So give us a call on 1-333-53. The host, Jude Bolton, will put you through your paces. You're up against me. Give us a call right now.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M. Dead. Set. Legends.
To see if you could save $500 off a solar power system, head to solarheart.com.au. In the sports world, there are two types of people. Those who know sport and Gus Warland. These are their stories. The Dead Set Legends. All-rounder.
That's right. This is the all-rounder sports quiz. It's where we take one listener. It's person versus person. We got Gus on the other side.
G'day, g'day, g'day.
G'day, g'day, g'day. He loves his sport. So we've got Adam from Seaforth on the line. Adam.
Hey, Aidan.
Jude, how you going, mate?
Good, mate. Great to have you on board. How's your sports knowledge? Pretty good?
Yeah, I'll pay myself, but Gus is good as well, so
see all right. How we go. Hey, remember, you've got your lifeline, which is Wendell Saylor right next to you if you need just a bit of a hit out.
So and he's a proper lifeline. He's got the answer.
He's got the answer.
It's not like it's just his brain. Yeah.
I don't know if he can read, but it's okay. Here we go.
You want to take you out?
All right, Gus first.
Yes.
Question one. Which Australian national sports team is nicknamed the Jackaroos?
They are the Lawn Bowls team.
Yes, that's correct. Yep. Mm.
I knew that because Jess Eva took me and met a few of the guys. So.
Very good.
She used to play lawn bowls for Australia.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Multi-talented.
Very talented. Yeah. Okay. Adam, here we go. Which legendary Aussie sports commentator recently retired from the AFL commentary box?
Bruce McAvee.
That's correct.
One of the best.
Did you have a stroke before that?
I almost fell over there. All right. Next question.
He's having such a good show today, Del.
He's now bagging everyone else. Yeah. Righto, Gus. Neil Robertson is associated with which sport?
Mate, he is one of the greatest snooker players on the planet.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
And a good young kid, too.
Former world champion.
You love him,
Del.
I think
one.
He likes to party.
All right.
Oh, mate, that's the old Del.
Here's Adam. Which NBA team does Aussie Paddy Mills play for?
I'll go San Antonio.
That's it. Correct.
Nice.
We are two all. All right. Gussie.
Yep.
Who won the AFLW Premiership in 2020?
Oh, I'm not sure if they even gave it out. I think Adelaide won the year before. I'm going to go nothing because of COVID.
Correct. He's on the three. We need this, Adam. We need it. All right.
Was it Adelaide the year before?
What's that?
Was it the Adelaide team a year before? True, yeah. True. Okay.
All right. Where is the opening game of the NRL season being played on Thursday night?
Well, I know it's Melbourne and South, I think.
Yeah, good pressure on him.
I'll go Dell. Can I go to the lifeline, please?
Go to the Dell.
Of course you can, mate. You can go to the Dell any day of the week, mate. Yeah, it's Melbourne, baby.
All right, perfect. We are going to the tiebreaker. We are going to the tiebreaker. Your name is your buzzer, Adam. Okay. So it's first in.
Good luck, Adam.
In which city was the Olympics held in 2000?
Sydney. Gus.
No.
I will take Adam there. Thank you. He may have also just given you the answer, but I think we all know that. Adam, what's the answer?
Thanks, Gussie. Sydney.
Yes, there we go.
Well done, Adam.
You get the cash, mate. Sensational. Great work, Adam. To see if you could save $500 off a solar power system, head to solarheart.com.au. That's the all-rounder quiz.
Well done.
Great stuff. Adam.
Another Sydney Saturday morning. Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M. Dead. Set. Legends.
It's time to fire up the fire meter. Time to fire the fire meter up. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Time for a bit of flog or not. Russell Crowe, he was quoted saying that in the Sydney Morning Herald, that when asked about the Rabbitohs salary cap and the Adam Reynolds situation, he said, for a start, we work to the salary cap, unlike other people who we won't discuss. Those blokes who keep plucking magic players out of the sky. What's the joke? It's not a cap. It's a sombrero, isn't it?
Oh Uncle Russell. Leave Uncle Nick away.
Start playing in your own weight division, Russell. Seriously, mate, if you want to start talking like that, like back it up with some facts.
Oi, have some respect for Russell, mate.
The gladiator.
Yeah. Oh, how about we medically discharge a couple of players and then they end up playing elsewhere? We want to start talking about it. Let's talk about it seriously.
Mm.
Is he a flog or not?
No. He's not.
He is a flog.
No.
Not a flog.
Yeah!
Bad flogometer. Bad flogometer. What about Abramovich? Zlatan took a swipe. It's a flog name straight off the bat.
Zlatan.
Oh. Not a bad soccer player. Took a swipe at LeBron James by saying athletes should be athletes and politicians should be politicians. He also said it doesn't look good when James and other famous people, in inverted commas, get involved in politics. Is he a flog or not?
Zlatan, you are a flog.
Not a flog for me. I love the pony. The ponytail. He's just the gun.
No, okay, he's a flog.
Thank you.
Ice hockey team, the Pittsburgh Penguins, for photoshopping masks onto fans in a photo taken during the side's first home game in front of spectators since last March.
This is a flog effort. In the middle of a pandemic, they've got to do the right thing.
Yeah. Okie dokie.
Yep, massive flog effort.
Flogs.
Flog.
Okay, New South Wales Waratahs for another horrendous display last night. To be honest with you, against the Western Force, they hung in there, could have won it. Had 4 minutes pounding the line at the end of the match, and I really reckon that they really put in for their coach and their squad. Yeah. So I'm going to say the Tars in tough situation, but they're not flogs.
No, they're flogs.
Flogs for me.
Well, they should be going better.
Got to get a Tar.
Yeah, even though they've got some injuries and that. Yeah, just dig a bit deeper like we did back in the old days.
Mate, you had a 2-year hiatus.
Doesn't matter, but when I played for the Waratahs...
You were poor for the Waratahs.
No, it was great, mate. 4 tries in like 8 games. I was suspended myself.
So can we have the flogometer again, please? I missed it.
Not a flog.
There you go. Thank you very much. Cameron Smith still doesn't know where he wants to play in 2021, and we're only five sleeps away from the season starting. He's a flog.
Nah, he's not a flog. He's Cameron Smith. He's the GOAT.
Still going. We had him in every week, haven't we?
He's the new Djokovic.
He was flogged last week.
He's maximising his sponsorships.
Yeah. Let's go. Come on. Move on. Flog.
Yeah, exactly. What about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle? Their tell-all interview with Oprah condemning the royal family. I'm a royalist. I say they're flogs.
Flogs for me. Flogs.
Flogs for me.
Oh, no! You've got a royalist pressing the button there. More of the Dead Set Legends. Coming up next, we have got a top 8 prediction from Dell. From you and me, Jude, mm-hmm. that right? Yeah. And also our grand finalist and our wooden spinners. We won't sit on the fence like you did.
Can't wait for that.
Another Sydney Saturday morning. Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M. Dead. Set. Legends.
Yeah, the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wendell, Jude and Gus. And it's please be part of the conversation anytime. 133353, especially in the next little bit, because Jude and I are giving our top 8. So we're more of the punters rather than what Dell gave us a little bit earlier. But I think we've got...
I was the expert.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you're the expert. Yeah. Yeah, that's
unless
right.
Unless you're prepared today.
Yeah.
I actually was shocked at how prepared you were.
That's what's called, it's called being professional, mate.
I'm glad the season's arrived.
Yeah. Seriously, you've been poor for over a year. So to come up with the stuff you've come up with today is it's astonishing to us that you can actually do it.
That's
so
it. That's all I can.
Huh?
Oh, I can if I want it. I just sometimes...
I can if I want to.
Yeah.
Well, we want you to. So when we talk about preparation...
Yep.
Just bring it.
I found the top 8, picking the top 8, reasonably simple for the first seven.
Yeah.
But I struggled to work out who was going to be 8th. But for me, I've gone with the Knights. I think the Knights, they can get through all the drama that Mitchell Pearce brought pre-season, and I think they've got a strong roster. They've locked in their coach. They're going to have crowds back there. I think the Knights can finish 8th.
Yeah, I was toying with the West Tigers and the Knights, and I thought I'm going to go with the Knights as well.
Okay. Yeah, nice. Yeah. I got the Titans, which have never, ever been in my top 8 before, but I just think the way that they've been able to you know, buy players, and their coach seems to know what he's doing. And like you say, Dill, get some crowds back playing good footy and stuff. If they get Cameron Smith, then it could be top four. But
no, I'm getting Cameron Smith.
Really?
No.
Where do you think he'll play, or do you
I don't think
he'll play at all?
I just think he's, I think he's maximising his sponsorships.
Okay. Yeah. All righty. I've got the Titans at seventh. What about you, Jude?
I had the Eels, actually. I think, you know, good quality side, but, yeah, still not just still not producing for me.
Yeah.
I've got the Eels.
I've got Parramatta in at sixth, and I think they're going to have an unbelievable run at Bankwest. I think it's an amazing stadium, and I think that they really know how to play good footy there with the crowds back and stuff. I can think Paris easily going higher than sixth.
I don't think teams overawed anymore about playing at Bankwest now.
I had the Titans in at sixth there. I just thought you got a lot of excitement. The way they finished last year as well.
Their style of football too, wasn't it?
Exciting, wasn't that? Last five or six rounds, they still really came to the fore.
I've got the Roosters at fifth, outside of the top four, first time in a little while. I've just got us sliding a little bit. Not quite sure what's happening with Boyd. Not quite sure what's happening in the halves. Obviously, State of Origin's going to be back in the middle of the season. We'll have quite a few players going to both teams from that. So I just see us sliding a little bit out of the top four, but still being there. And if you get some momentum and injuries right at the back end of the season, they could give it a real shake.
It feels rebuild for me. So, yeah, similar. I've got the Roosters right there.
The Roosters don't believe in rebuild, mate. So I think you guys are going to be there. I think you'll be surprised by what your young
players... It's on the fly,
The new young players will do for you, for the culture.
I don't see rebuild either, but I just see a sliding just a touch.
Yeah.
What about South Sydney? I've got in fourth position. They could...
Oh! Fourth?
They could
please.
Easily...
Please.
Oh, mate, that's personal, mate.
They could easily be first. I've tipped them to actually win the competition, so I'm not being that personal against them, but I just see them in fourth
Rusty
position.
Crows.
And having...
Rusty Crows sorry, coming so, after you.
Sorry, so you tip them to win the competition, but you got them in fourth?
Yeah. Well, you can win the comp from anywhere, can't you?
Yeah,
especially
true.
In the top four.
Yeah, but, mate, you'd have them in one or two, wouldn't you?
Anyway, what do you say, Joe?
The Raiders at four, and then... I'm going to go the Storm at three.
Mm. Okay, I've got the Raiders at three, and just for obvious reasons. And Penrith, I've got at number two.
Oh,
who have you got at two?
I've got Panthers, and I've got Rabbitohs for the minor premiers.
Okay, I've got the Storm to win again the minor premiership. I just think that the way they just seem to do whatever they do without any dramas at all, and I think they're going to be in number one position when it gets to the end of the season.
You know,
my wooden spoon, though, is the Big Red.
Red V. Do you know it's going to be...
The Big Red V.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I can understand that. Do you know it's going to be different to replace someone like Cameron Smith, his leadership, his composure in those big games. Like, they get a few injuries and stuff.
Harry Grant misses the first four or five rounds.
Yeah, that's right. I know Harry Grant can play, but, like, just consistently, you know, week in, week out playing...
Mate, they've got 12 people in their leadership group. They'll be absolutely fine. So, you've got the Red V coming last.
Absolutely. Wouldn't spoon for me.
I can't see them coming last.
Who have you got coming last?
I got the Bulldogs coming last.
There you go.
You know,
there's excitement about them.
I hope Trent Barrett teaches offense. Trent Barrett is a terrific bloke, and I hope they go well. My mum's a Berry fan, but I've got them coming last this year, and I've got my grand finalists as the Storm and South, and South winning the competition.
Put it in the vault, and let's see at the end of the year.
Yeah, exactly. Who's your grand finalist?
I've already on Rabbitohs Panthers.
And who's going to win?
Panthers.
Akey-dakey there.
Nah.
For what it's worth, that's what Jude and I think.
No, it's good. I like
the
it.
Season coming ahead. Another Sydney Saturday morning. Now around the track for another lap. Absolutely brilliant. The Triple M. Dead. Set. Legends. Yeah, the Dead Set Legends there with Green Day on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Warland. And I want to talk to you guys about my night last night. I'm up at Breakback Mountain at the moment with...
Oh, you're up on your annual trip with the boys.
Well, it's every 3 months I get to go. I get to go four times a year up to Mangrove Mountain, which I call Breakback Mountain with...
What do you call that? Whoa, am I there?
My baby smiles at me, I go to Rio. Yeah. Miami. Peach Lorraine, who's now pressing the buttons for us, has been a bit cheeky there, so just fold that down for a bit. It is me and three of my best mates that I used to grow up with, and one of my mates has got a farm at Breakback Mountain, or what we call, it's actually called Mangrove Mountain in real life.
Yeah.
We go up there and we go every 3 months, we get a chance to talk, we get to have a few beers and just chill out and just get away from normal life. So I was up there yesterday morning, came back for the show today, and I've got a driver to take me home.
Oh, you're a driver?
This afternoon.
Are you a driver?
You've changed, mate. You've changed.
No, simply because I just want to make sure that I'm not on the roads, you know, with a few beers on board and
that's
all that. It's easy enough to do a radio show, but not drive. Yeah. Anyway, last night, I'm trying to get to sleep. About 10:30, because I'm professional, right? And I want to make sure I get enough rest for you guys. As I
should try that.
As I go into bed, I flick the light on and I see just two legs sticking out above.
What legs?
What legs? Yeah. Legs 11.
Legs of a spider.
Oh,
and we're not
freaking.
Talking about a little spider. We're talking the world's biggest huntsman. So I do what most people do now. I get my phone out and I film it, and it's going to go on to triplem.com and on our Dead Set Legend. Oh, it's going to be on the Dead Set Legend Twitter and Instagram and stuff, so you can see it. I then spent the next 5 minutes fighting this thing. Because I tried originally just to, didn't want to kill it.
Yeah, yeah.
I just wanted to knock it out the window, shoo it away and stuff. And then all of a sudden, it just, when I moved, it moved.
Yeah.
I moved a little to my left, it moved a little to the left, and vice versa and stuff. And eventually I get the mortine out, right? And I give it the biggest blast. It doesn't kill it.
Oh.
It falls back down and crawls under my bed.
No.
Oh, and then I'm under the bed and I'm still trying to get it. I get my croc out. I got my crocs out and I'm trying to smash it and smash it back. Eventually I got it done.
You say crocs?
It was the Chuck Norris of spiders.
I said I got my crocs out.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know what you were saying.
That's it, legends.
Another Sydney Saturday morning. Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M, Dead Set Legends.